Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory, and welcome to this another episode of Your Real Illuminating Moment. I'm O.W. Prince. Some of the nastiest and most vile behavior that I've ever experienced, heard of, read, or written about were by Christians, particularly Christian women. Now, the men have been guilty of these vile acts for years, but the women's participation in these vile acts have been hidden. I would like to lift them up at this time, for they do not get a pass. Your experience may be different than mine, and the gender of the Christian perpetrator may be different, but the wickedness and disgusting acts are all the same. And what I have discovered is that many Christian women will practice all types of sexual seductions and perform all types of unnatural sexual acts on a man or a pastor that they want as a husband in an attempt to capture him and then obligate him to her, or else she will play the innocent victim and slander him for having sex with her outside of marriage and not marrying her after performing sex with her. But the question is, why don't we see her whoredom and filthiness in this exchange? How does she get a pass? Something's wrong with that. The seductress is the real perpetrator. And most women know that when it comes to hunting and capturing prey, the female hunter has no equal, and her only rival is another woman. These facts have been proven over and over again in nature and in life. Many Christian females practice oral sex and prefer that oral sex be performed on them. They do this as a substitute to vaginal sex or as a prelude to marriage. And some ignorantly believe that they maintain their virginity and sexual purity by having oral sex. They believe that by having oral sex, they do not violate God's law and holy commandments. They believe that by going down on a man with their mouths, that they maintain their virginity. Where is this practiced in Holy Scripture? And which apostle of Christ taught this or practiced this? As I have been preaching in the Holy Spirit and out of my own personal experience with Christianity and Christian pastors, male and female, I have been discussing with you what I've discovered about Christianity, and that is Christianity and her Christians are just too nasty, vulgar, vile, and perverted to belong to God. They are not God's ecclesia. They've never been God's ecclesia, and the Holy Spirit of Yahweh never existed in them, for the Holy Spirit is holy, not vulgar, nasty, vile, or perverted. Anybody who says different is a liar. They are deceived. They are intoxicated on their own appetites and lust. They are indoctrinated liars and rebellious pretenders who've had their moral conscience nullified and made useless by the false gods of religions, the false gods of churches, the false prophets, institutionalized salvation, human pride, and doctrines of demons. Matthew 7:21-23 tells us that the Lord rejects them all, and they will not enter the kingdom of God. They will have to carry their thinking and their appetites and their sexual filthiness and their Christianity to hell with them. Nothing but the holy and righteous shall see God. That's the word. If you love the Hollywood stage performing, entertaining, apostolic, evangelical, charismatic, people-pleasing, emotionally stimulating, academically credentialed, man-authorized, and Christian church-ordained clown, pimp, whore, and prostitute as your pastor, then please continue as you are. But if you desire the unchristianized, unadulterated, straightforward, unambiguous, unchanging truth of Yahweh's saving and living gospel, then I will seriously suggest that you repent of everything that you thought that you knew about God through the lies of the corrupt counterfeit faith and demonic, institutional, and denominated pagan-infused idolatrous churches in Christianity, and seek out and listen to the truth as it was first delivered to the saints. For only God's truth saves. And this is such a ministry of truth. This is a ministry where the original message of Yehoshua is preached with power and demonstration, holy boldness, and by the inspiration of the authentic Holy Spirit of God, as opposed to the pretend, well-rehearsed, self-willed, self-serving, emotionally charged, animated, energized, lying, rebellious, pagan, celebrating, idol-worshipping Christian versions of the Holy Spirit. No, this ministry preaches out of the authentic Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of God that seals unto the day of salvation and speaks out of us in an unknown tongue. Jesus was a fire and brimstone preacher who didn't preach prosperity, political correctness, tolerance of homosexuality, lesbianism, or the killing of unborn children. He did not contradict nor cancel any of his Father's laws or commandments, and he did not change the Sabbath day, and he did not make any female a priest, nor an apostle, nor a leader over men within the body of saints. He came preaching the truth of his Father's unchanging law and commandments. He came preaching a more abiding obedience to the Father's commands and laws, Matthew 5. And he came preaching repentance, Matthew 4. And as my Lord preached, so do I. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Again, I say to us, repent. I'm O.W. Prince, and this has been your real illuminating moment. And as always in parting, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Life hurts, but God heals. To God be the glory. Keep looking up.